Good evening, sir. Please come in. I'm so happy to be able to serve you tonight. Sir, please stop. I'm very sorry, but you can't touch me like that. Actually, you can't touch me at all, and I can't touch you at all. The rules are clearly stated in our website at the door. No touching allowed. This is the GWA brothel, and we take great deal of pride in servicing our clients with only the dirtiest, nastiest talk ever. If you want more traditional escorts experience, you can go to one of the other agencies in the area, but trust me, none of them will get you off like I can. In fact, I'm pretty much guaranteed to be the best orgasm of your entire life. So if you want to stay, please have a seat over here. Good. Now let me kneel down in front of you like this while I explain the services that I can provide. Okay, so as I already said, no physical contact at all. Yes, that is correct. No physical contact. So I can't stroke your big cock for you, unfortunately. And I can't suck you off or lick your balls. And I can't let you fuck me either. And no, you can't spank me or put your hands on my head and force me down on your cock as much as I'm sure I would love that. But I can talk to you while you stroke your cock for me. And when you're ready to come, you can spur your load on me anywhere you want, and I will take it. That's my job, after all. Yes, that's right. You can point your stiff, aching cock right at my face or into my open, waiting mouth or at my full round tits and then just let it go. What do you say? Would you like to give it a try? I promise you will leave here relaxed and satisfied. Good. Let's begin. Let's start by having you unzip your fly, pull your cock out. That's it. Now get a little closer. I know you can't touch, but I want you to be able to feel my warm breath on the tip of your cock while I'm talking to you. And I'm told to actually feels really, really good. Okay, now just start stroking your cock. You know how to do that, don't you? Good. Now point it right at my face. I want to see everything. Good, just like that. It feels great, doesn't it? Having pretty girl watch you get off. I certainly know that I like watching. It's a real turn on for me. Okay, now, do you know what you would like to hear about? I mean, when you're jacking off, you usually gets you off? Yes, younger. Like high school? Maybe a little rough on the side, it sounds like. I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have laughed. But you were really cute when you started to just blush. Then, please, trust me, no fantasy is off limits here. Lots of men like to fantasize about dominating younger girls. It's very common. Some people think it's hardwired into the men's brain. But the point is that I just want you to feel completely comfortable sharing your darkest perversions with me. That's really the whole point of the service. Do you think you can do that? I really want you to. Okay, so you can go back to stroking your beautiful cock. That's it. Up and down the shaft, just like that. Now, point it right at my face again. There's no coming here if you don't just going to shoot your load into tissue or on the floor. You need a girl to take it for you. Good, that's right. Just keep stroking. Okay, so this actually happened to me in my senior year of high school. I was doing okay in most of my classes, but I was really struggling in algebra. So I went to see my math teacher after school. He's quite a bit older. He's a bit in his late 40s or even early 50s. And all the girls in school knew he was pretty much a pervert. When he thought no one was looking, he would stare at the girls in their new school uniforms. I know the kind, the ones with the short skirts and tight blouses, he would stare right at them. And then he would bulge his pants into his pockets and slowly caress his cock through the fabric. He was really gross. And you know what high school girls are like? They are just starting to figure out what they can get men to almost do anything with the promise of sex, or even by flashing a little skin. So I figure I could maybe get the pervert to help me out, you know? So I unbuttoned my top, 3 buttons on my blouse, and I adjusted my skirt so that I rode it up to my stomach thigh. And I walked into his office like that. Here, let me unbutton my blouse for you and hike up the skirt. It's not exactly a schoolgirl uniform, but it should give you a pretty good idea of what he saw. Do you like? Oh, God, keep stroking your cock for me. You're getting so hard already. I love it. So I went into his office after school and sat down across from him. I told him that I needed help getting my grades up before the end of the semester. I really needed to keep my GPA up, and I'll do anything to get a passing grade in class, I said. He stopped grading the tests he was working on and looked up at me. Miss, you've been late to class almost every day this semester, and you've clearly never taken any of your students seriously. I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do for you, he said. Please, sir, I'll do anything. Tutoring, extra credit problem, anything. At this point, I slouched down in my chair a little and let my legs spread slowly apart, revealing just a glimpse of my white cotton panties. And would you believe it? The perv just stared right at my pussy. Most men would have at least pretended to be looking somewhere else than at a high school's pussy. But he didn't make any effort to hide it. Then he cleared his throat, and I watched as he ran his tongue over his lower lip. Miss, he said, come stand in front of me. And I did. I walked around his desk to where he was seated, and I stood right in front of him. I may have misjudged you, he said. Maybe you really are willing to do all it takes to get ahead. Is that right? I nodded my head in silence. Seducing my teacher was definitely hot, even if he was a perv. But I was also starting to realize that I might be getting myself over my head. Good, he said. He got this disgusting, dirty smile on his face. This probably won't be a lot of fun for you, he said. But I intend to enjoy myself for giving you a passing grade. Get down on your knees, he said. And I did. That's it. Now pull your tits out, you little whore, he said. Here, let me pull my tits out for you, the way I did for him when I was a girl. Oh, look how hard my nipples are. Watching you stroke your cock is doing that to me. Keep going. You have such a beautiful, thick cock. Oh, I want to make you harder. So I pulled out my tits for him like this, but I also tried to keep a shred of modesty by covering them with my arms. He pushed my arms aside roughly, and then immediately slapped one of my tits hard, and it hurt. I screamed out loud from the shock of it and saw a red palm print quickly appear on my skin. I had to bite my lip to keep from crying. Not that anyone would have heard me. We were in the school alone by that point. I'm not going to make this easy for you, you whore, he said. You need to be punished for having such a poor attitude towards studies. Now put your hand behind your back and keep them while I play with your tits. I took a deep breath and clasped my hands behind my back, as he said. I figured it was too late for me to complain now. He reached and grabbed my nipples and pinched them hard until I squealed. Then he began to grab my tits and squeeze them hard, kneading them together. I looked down and saw his nails sinking into my flesh the whole time that he had a dirty, lurcherous smile on his face. I don't know how long that went on, but it felt like eternity. Sir, you seem to really like this part of the story, don't you? Your big cock has gotten so hard, and there's pre-cum starting to ooze out of the tip. You really like thinking about young girls being abused by older men, yes? That's okay. It's totally a normal male reaction. And remember, this is a safe space for your fantasies. In fact, I want to take closer. I want to get close to your eyes for a minute and imagine me as a young as you like, with smooth skin and tits just starting to grow out for men to grab. Okay, I don't want you to accidentally going over the edge. Maybe you should stop jerking for a minute and give your poor aching cock a chance to cool down. Here, just watch me squeeze my tits the way he squeezed them. Just watch. Do you see how pinching my nipples make them hurt? And slowly squeezing my tits together? Don't touch yourself. Just watch me. That's good. Look at my fingernails digging into my big round tits. He hurts them like this also. Fuck. This really turns you on, doesn't it? Okay. Now stroke your cock slowly in front of my face again. Slowly. I want this to last. After a while, he let go of my tits and unzipped the fly of his pants and pulled out his rock-hard cock. It was already slick with his pre-cum, just like yours is now. He stroked it a few times in front of my face and then stopped. I know all about sluts like you, he said. If you suck my cock, your pussy is going to get dripping wet. And then, when I fuck you, your cock is going to slide in so easily. I don't want that, he said. When I fuck into you, I want you to hurt you with my cock. I want you to be so sore tomorrow that you can barely sit down. So stand up and bend over my desk, you whore. I hesitated again. I had come to his office. I figured maybe I would let my teacher see my panties or maybe feel my tits, but I definitely hadn't planned to let things go this far. I was trying to figure out what to do next, but he wouldn't wait. He reached down and grabbed my hair and yanked me hard and bent me over his desk. Then he pinned my arms hard behind my back and pulled my skirt up over my ass. I begged him to stop, but he wasn't listening to me. I heard him unbuckle his belt, and then I felt the hot skin of his cock brush against my inner thigh. And then I felt a wet string of his pre-cum dripping down my leg. I felt him grab my panties roughly and yank them to the side. The good news for you, slut, is that you've got me really excited, so it probably won't take me long to finish. But until then, you're going to be my fuckhole, do you understand? I tried to push him away. I kicked my legs and I tried to push both away from his desk, but he just was too strong, and I was too small. He grabbed my hair and yanked back hard enough on my head that I had to catch my breath. There was nothing I could do. Fuck, my pussy is so wet watching you jerk your cock like that. I'm so fucking horny. Sir, this is your session, but would you mind if I rubbed my clit? And or use the vibrator on my clit while I'm talking to you? Oh, fuck yes, I really need this. Oh. So he repeated, are you going to be my fuckhole? Do you understand? Yes, sir, I said. He pulled back my hair again, hard. Oh, fuck, that's not good enough, he said, whore. If you want the grain, you need to say it. I'm your fuckhole, sir. Keep going, he said. Make it good. I could feel him sliding his stiff cock up my thigh and positioning it at the entrance of my pussy. I was wet. I'm your fuckhole, sir. I'm your teen whore. Oof. Oh, are you going to use my pussy to make yourself come? That's it, whore. Keep going, he said. I could hear him breathing heavily up by that point. I felt the tip of his cock rubbing back and forth over my clit, covering it in his slimy pre-cum. Oh, I was starting talking again when he shoved his cock into my pussy in one thrust. Oh god, it hurt so much. It felt like he was splitting me open. I tried to escape again, but he kept pinning me down the desk with his weight on my body. When I stopped moving, he began to thrust his cock in and out of me. Oh, keep talking, slut. Get me off, he said. I could barely focus. At that point, through the pain, it was like my mind was floating nearby. I remember seeing some equations written on the blackboard, chalk dust smeared across my arms, and I could hear his heavy breathing as he continued to force his cock all the way in my cunt. And then I became aware of that liquid sound that I was hearing with every thrust. His cock was hurting me, but my pussy liked it. Oh, fuck. I don't want you fucking my pussy, but I know I don't have any choice, I said. I'm your fuckhole and your whore. My purpose right now is to lie and let you blow your load into my young, tight cunt. I was surprised to hear my own voice somehow. In the fog of that moment, it was like my body knew what needed to happen. I could feel him spreading up his thrust and his hips slamming against my ass as he continued to fuck me. That's my good girl, he said. Take your punishment, you fucking whore. Yes, I'm your whore. You want my pussy, I said. You can't fuck me whenever you want. You can hurt me whenever you want. I know that I don't have any choice. Whenever you get hard, I have to take your cock in my pussy or in my mouth or my ass. And whenever you get ready to shoot your load, I have to take that also. This is what my body is for. Daddy. I don't know who was more surprised than when I said that last word slipped out of my mouth. But it did the trick. I could feel my teacher's cock swell up inside of my teen pussy, and then it began throbbing as he shot strand after strand of his hot cum into my willing cunt. Oh. He didn't say a word after that. He just zipped his fly and walked out of the room, leaving me with a sore pussy and a hot load of cum dripping down my leg. Fuck, I'm so close. My cunt is so fucking wet. Baby, can you come with me? That's it. Stroke a little faster. Keep your cock right there in front of my face. Look at me rubbing my clit. I'm gonna come so hard for you. Oh, that's it, baby. Come on. Make me your whore. Make me your slut. Oh, whole purpose in life right now is to take your fucking comb. Yeah, tell me what you want. Do you want to spray it all over my face? Or shoot it all over my tits? Or do you want to shoot it right in my mouth? Watch me swallow it like a good girl? That's it, baby. Oh, that's what I want to. Jack it faster. My mouth is open waiting for you. Use me. Spray your cum into my mouth and clean me up. Your mess. Daddy. Fuck. I'm coming. I'm coming with me. Daddy. Daddy. Fuck, that was so hot. Do you feel relaxed now, baby? I hope you'll come see me again. I've got so many more dirty stories to share with you.